So again, we're starting on Lamed Vav in the Peleoyetz, in the chapter of Orchim. Now, what are Orchim? What are Orchim? Orchim are guests, Kiyadu, right? We know famously, Orchim are guests. It's Yoiser Mekabalas Panei Hashchina. Hachnasas Orchim is as great as literally welcoming the actual presence of Hashem himself. So mitzvah Hachnasas Orchim, he mitzvah Rabbah. One of the tremendous mitzvahs that a person can do, can accomplish of Hachnasas Orchim. I actually know somebody. He lived in the Baba Sali's house for 4 years. In the Baba Sali's house for 4 years. Yitzchak, you hear this? Wow. He lived in Baba Sali's house for 4 years. This person that I know.
Who is this?
I'm not going to say his names, but he lived in the house of the Baba Sali for 4 years, and he was, for a certain period of time, he was his gabbai. The Baba Sali told him, he says, when you're such a get married, you have family, you have kids, you'll never have to ever worry about parnasa. I have to say it like the Baba Sali said. You have to never have to worry about parnasa. As long as you're continuing the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. If you're doing Hachnasas Orchim, you'll never have to worry about it. He says literally, Hachnasas Orchim, of welcoming guests. Literally, if a person has that, you never have to worry about anything at all. Why? Because, I mean, the whole point of bracha in life is that you're bringing in more shefa, more kedusha, more Hashem in your life. So if Orchim are Yoiser Mekabalas Panei Hashchina, literally it's Mamash Hashem himself, then it makes sense that you're opening the scenarios, the Shefa, you're opening up the avenues and the tunnels and the pathways for one to receive more bracha if you're a kid taking in more Orchim. Which is why we're very happy to welcome the new Orchim in the Kaila. Therefore says the Heilige Heilige Peleoyetz, Shemanu Eisa Bechal Dvarm Sh'adam Oichel Parasab Lamahazav Yekirin Kayemes Lo'ilam Havaz. We know, we say this after we see Birchas HaTorah. This is included among the things that a person eats the eats from the produce of this world. And also you have produce in the next world. You also have tremendous benefit in the next world. Ashrei Isha Yuchel Asus B'yos Le'recha Beis Moishav. Because why? The chesed is in relation, is according to the amount that is required to give. It's a very interesting thing, by the way, I'll tell you. I've said this about giving meiser, but it's also true when it comes to hachnasas archim. In order to do hachnasas archim, you have to have more space. So if you have more space, it apparently follows, you know, that you'll have more archim. But it's only if you use the space that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you for the mitzvah. Same thing by money. You only, in order to maximize the amount that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you, you have to be able to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how you use the money. For example, anybody here familiar with finance understands that in order to really make it big in the finance world, what's the one thing you have to do first? You have to show that you know and you're competent what to do, that you know what to do with money. If someone is incompetent with money, someone who has a terrible track record, they take money, they lose it 2 seconds later, or they have bad deals, or deals go wrong, then it's clearly a sign that this person is incompetent when it comes to money. Therefore, no one will ever trust you again to give their money. So half of finance is purely just based on track record and trust. So what does it mean when the Chazal say that Haroitzel is Asher, someone who wants to become wealthy, is Asher, you give money, you give tzedakah. Why is that? Because Hashem is saying, ah, you have a track record. Oh, I see you know what to do with money. You know how to make a smart investment. So I'm going to give you more. I'm going to make you even more wealthy and more wealthy because I see that you're somebody who knows how to handle their money. Same thing when it comes to Hachnasas Orchim. When it comes to your home, when it comes to the tzrachim that you're required, obviously, someone could look at it and say very logically, and say, oh, wow, it's really expensive to have guests. I don't know if this is going to work out. I don't know if this is going to... No, it's not worth it. So then obviously, if it's such a cheshbon, you're not going to end up actually being able to be zoicha to the bracha, v'atzlacha, that requires, that is going to come to you when you open up more opportunities for a shefa. V'hine, im ba'erech le'ir, if someone comes to the city, ish ani she'in yodem aseges, someone who is obviously not of well-off means, somebody who's poor, then your person should, he has to take a hotel for himself. Or maybe it's the type of person where it's not respectable. He should have to sit in one of these very dingy motels. What do you do with such a person? He doesn't have somewhere to go. Seriously, help the person. I'm sure this is something that Rebbe Rabin can very much appreciate. You go to a new community and people, they should, hopefully our hearts and our eyes are noticing that someone's new in the community, that they may need help, because it's very hard to ask for help. To say, oh, is there somewhere I can sleep tonight? Is there somewhere I can eat tonight? Right? There you go. Such a person who helps them, mamash, like this person is literally helping them. It's tremendous, considered to be a tremendous mitzvah. According to the greatness of the mitzvah, and literally, like we said before, to the extent of the ability that you help, the same extent Hashem is going to help you. it's upon the guest. Right? So what does that mean? It means that he shouldn't make it too easy. What does that mean? You have to asher ish oyeves Hashem. So rejoices the person who loves Hashem. Lefi rev ava, ein tirch v'ein kesef nachshu be'inav neged asas nachas ruach liyotzer. That money is again, when you think that this mitzvah is so important, it should not be considered to be a waste of money. Ad rav, ava kvar amru miklal hazihira shalei tehei zoyer harbe. Siv al teit tzadik harbe. L'chein, yizar b'meshek kosev b'sefer ben zira. It says in the sefer ben zira, loy hakol tavi beisla. Not everyone you can bring in the house. Right, such a person, you just know that this, okay, yeah, he needs help, but at the same time, he's going to be a bad influence on the family. Or he's, to be honest, he's weird. Okay, just there's some people that are just a little bit, there's like high levels of tzaddikim. You know, they talk about the family of Maladafna. I forget, I wasn't blanking on the name right now. Machlis. Like, there are mamish tzaddikim going, like, there's stories where people, the guys have, men who haven't showered in literally, we're talking months, it smelled like at least months. It just came in, just sat on the couch. They treated him like a melech. They would give him food. They would give him one time there's a story where a guy walked into one of the bedrooms of one of the kids and just like took the broom. Just like took the room over. Just decided, like, this is my room. And he was treated and he stayed there for like a good year or something. Stayed there for an entire year and they literally treated him like a ben bias. Is that weird that a person should come in and without any sense of self-awareness and take over someone's house?
I mean, that guy's definitely weird. But I'm saying, like,
yeah,
they were okay.
But that it only reflects on how big of a tzaddikim that they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's, but also you have by Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker's house was literally, they called it, it was like Central Terminal. It was like Central, Grand Central Station. I think I'm not from New York. Grand Central Station. They would actually put up advertisements in the house because so many people would come in and out. It became literally a place where it was a good place to advertise. The Brisker Rav actually says over when he was a kid, he came into his room one night and he went to his bed and there was literally a homeless man in his bed. And the homeless man turns and says, "Get out of my room." So the Brisker Rav says, "Get out of my room." Okay, see, these are gedolei like gedolei Yisrael, and you know. But at the end of the day, you have to make certain levels of calculation. But im ein loy ella bayis echad mishta bnei beis. If you have a very but some private home, it's actually very interesting. It says that no one ever talks about how it affects the family, it affects the wife. If you have a small area, if you have a small home, it's uncomfortable for your wife to be there. She can't. Okay, we're obviously assuming she's going to be tzanua, but it's still uncomfortable to be sharing your space with people like that.
She must have agreed with it, otherwise it couldn't have been
probably. Yeah. In the stories, we assume for sure. Yeah, but in those situations for sure. But here, a person has to ask. You can't be such a tzaddik that you're so much to the extent that it comes at the. It comes at the expense and the cheshbon of your family specifically. Right? If that's what you're doing and you're making it uncomfortable for your spouse, that's mamash a terrible aver. Which again, it sounds like the greatest mitzvah ever. Wow, you have to know what you're doing, how you're doing. V'gam shekabel orech bebeisoy yishmor nechasal mimenu kedei shel yovel lechashdoim yechzer leshum davar. Ha ha. It's a very interesting. This is actually he's very practical, which is hide your jewelry. Right, put away your special things. Why? Because let's be honest, you can't trust everybody. You know, there's actually somebody emailed me recently about a guy who learned like yeshivish lingo. A guy, he's like Raul Gonzalez is like his real name, right? He learned yeshivish lingo and he's going around in all these Jewish from WhatsApp groups, going on like Torah Today, not whatever, going on Meaningful Minute or Meaningful Second, all the Meaningfuls, right? And going to all these meetings and he's texting people saying, "Oy vey," right? Literally, like, "Oy vey, I'm about to like be kicked out of my baldira, is about to kick me out, and I can't afford my mortgage, and I push you a little bit." I'm literally word for word with sometimes what he would say. "I push it, I can't afford it, and I just need $200 to get me over today." And people would send it in and they would see like the Zelle or the Cash App that they would send to was like Raul Gonzalez, but "Oh, don't worry, it's like my neighbor's," and he was fleecing people. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last couple of years he's been doing this. Yeah. So you can't, because why? He knows. And this is the saddest thing, but it's also Kiddush Shem Shamayim, which is that he knows he can take advantage of the Yiddish of people. He knows. That's what it is. Rachmon b'nei Rachmon. We literally, somebody that hears that he's going to get kicked out of the house, that he can't afford Shabbos food. Of course, Yidden are going to help. Yeah, you have a question?
Sorry, how did people figure out that Tzibah Shekhti?
People started catching on because they started realizing that the name is obviously doesn't match, you know, this Jewish person.
You got to really check where you're giving.
Right. Oh, v'gam. Okay, so it's like this. So you have to, why? Kol adam such a story that the Rishoa took in an arech. Vechilu veishko, he fed him, he gave him water to drink. And he went and he put him. You know, he gave him a room to sleep. And not the silum tachlu, when he took away the silum, then he couldn't get down. Right. So again, he like in a sense trapped the arech upstairs. Ubechatzi alayla, in the middle of the night, kom arech veganav akol asher b'aliyah. He stole everything that was up at least on the top. Meaning, he at least protected the thing on the ground. Because he was smart, but he realized, what happened, he wanted to then go down. Nafal min aliyah, v'nish baragla, he broke his leg going down. Again, the ganav. Omar le'r Yeshua, kvar kadam chul rabbanu, she'om b'chav v'shchash to listen. He said, ha, you don't understand, the rabbanu already told me about you people. That's why I took away the sulam. Right, so of course it's important that a woman should not engage with them on a direct one-to-one level, because again, we don't know who these people are. You can't trust. It's important also at the same time that as much as you want to keep your wife away, also that you want to, she should not feel that she's being pushed away. Again, he's being very sensitive about this. The person should understand, like, you're having the meal and you're having it with him, don't push your wife away, that she's going to feel nifka. At the same time, you don't want to expose your wife to it, because, again, you have to be smart about the people that you're bringing into the home. And also, it's upon the person coming to visit, should be sensitive towards that nature and say, no, do you guys want your private time? I think I appreciate you joining me at the table. At the same time, is it uncomfortable for you? I don't want to impose myself upon you. A person has to think and be proper. If a person has to be smart and still have a, but this is in life anyway. I mean, it happens to be that such a person, not to be presumptuous. One of the biggest turn offs in terms of fundraising, okay, not that I'm such an expert, although, Rish Hashem, in a few weeks I will be, hopefully, Rish Hashem, right? But the idea is that it's never a nice midah that anybody feels that you're presumptuous.
Which midah is this?
The midah of presumptuousness. I don't know how to dress it up in Hebrew, but to you walk and say, like, oh, where's my food? Like, hey, whoa, you know. Mitzad echad, yeah, you're a guest. Mitzad sheni, you want to feel like a mensch. What? Yeah, like you expect people to wait hand and foot on you. What? Magieli. Ooh, wow. See, Hebrew is like real. Exactly. No one likes a magieli attitude. Because then, hey, nobody likes to feel forced when they give. That's the famous, I think it's the famous Maral. The Maral says, I think in Gorari, he says that, why does the Torah say, im kesef talvet? It says many, many times the Torah says the Lashon im as Lashon Rashus. Rashi mentions in the Pasuk, im, every time the Torah says im, it's Rashus. Except for the mitzvah of tzedakah that's written Rashus, im kesef talvet, but it's really a chiv. So the Gorari says it beautifully. He says, well, why is it that way? Why does it, even though it's a mitzvah that you're expected to do, on the one hand, at the same time, it's also written in a way that sounds like it's almost an option. Im kesef, if you would like to give to your fellow. So what's the answer? Says the Gorari, because when it comes to the midah of tzedakah, it should be given in a way as if it was optional. Although it is an obligation, the tzura, the mahalach, the way that we actually give it, is done with the smile, as if you're so excited because it's coming from a place of option, because we're more happy to do things that are optional than things that are an obligation. So this is a big nekuda, Mir Hashem, we should work on it. And Hatzlacha, we'll pick it up, Mir Hashem, tomorrow.